Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake, and welcome to episode 220 of Her, the podcast, where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her soulful project. What's that? Well, guess what? You're going to learn, and this is going to be such a great interview. Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. All right, now here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. Why? Because I love to hear from you. That's why. And your feedback is totally, absolutely platinum, not even golden. We're going right to platinum. Love to hear from you. So please, this is your first official reminder. You'll hear from me again.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
All right. The Soulful Project. So one day, one of my professional friends in the wonderful world of nutrition turned me on to a product. And it was grains, nummy, called the Soulful Project. And I said, what? Why is it called that? And she says, oh, gotta read about this. This is the best, and it tastes so wonderful. And for crying out loud, use it. So I went, of course, to the grocery store, scoped it out, and immediately became a total fan. Because not only is it great for you, and it tastes phenom, but I love the story behind it. So if you want to hear the story, why not just talk to, hey, the go-to woman on this one is Megan Shea, who is our interview. She's the co-founder and CEO of the Soulful Project. And this is a B Corp certified company whose mission is to make wholesome, nourishing food accessible to all and increase community engagement. Heck, sign me up, but I don't want to tell the story. Megan, welcome to the Her Podcast. You tell the story. Tell me how it all started, Megan. Tell us about you, where you started out, and how you ended up with the Soulful Project.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and we really appreciate your support of Soulful. It's a small, growing company, so we'll take every bit of support we can get. But we launched the Soulful Project 3 years ago. 3 years ago, last in August, and it was really started because of a personal experience that my co-founder and I had. We were both working for Campbell Soup, working in food innovation, and that's our background. Working for large food companies developing products. And we, along the course of our work, wound up meeting a family that was very much in need, a mom, three kids. And you hear about living hand to mouth, but when we took a tour of their kitchen, there wasn't anything in that kitchen. There wasn't milk. There wasn't a can of food. And we basically, we wound up giving us some extra food, some extra money, but we made a promise to ourselves that we wanted to do something more to help this family. Something more to help them make good choices about what they were eating, which is what they were struggling with, and putting food on the table. But, best intentions, we left that family and came back to our jobs, right? Families, soccer games on weekends, all of that other stuff that really gets in the way. And, a week turned into a month, turned into a year, and we broke that promise that we made. Never did anything. I would lie awake, some mornings at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, oh, we never did anything. How do you help? How can one person really make a difference? And about a year after we met that family, we were still working for Campbell's, and my co-founder and I were working late in a warehouse in Camden, New Jersey, which is a community that's also very much struggled. And there was a knock at the door, and it was a mom with three kids, different mom, three kids with her, asking if we had any food for her to feed her family that night. And so we rounded up the cans of soup that were around, gave it to her, and kind of looked at each other and said, we didn't help her very much, and we never helped that family. And it was really just that moment for us. Like, we have to do something. And we're sitting there, you know, working on food brands and said, wouldn't it be incredible if you could take the things that you buy for yourself every day and give you a chance to actually help someone, help these families that live in all of our communities that are struggling with putting food on the table. And literally that night, we came up with the idea of creating the Soulful Project.
Oh, my God. I mean, this it really is. It's really quite interesting how it just keeps circling back to the same messaging. First, it was that first family that obviously really resonated with you and it really affected you. And it's like it never left you. It was always kind of there. And then you get the second family, people knocking on the door, you know, seeing if you have any food for them. I mean, how basic, how primal. And it must have just resurrected every single feeling you had when you saw the first family and maybe anything that occurred in between. So this was really a call to arms for you guys. So what did you do? How did you put together the Soulful Project? Why did you choose the kind of food that the Soulful Project is all about?
It's great. It really was. It was a very personal moment. And then layered in with our experience in working for and developing food for, you know, that's sold in regular grocery stores. But, you know, I think for us that night we said, wouldn't it be incredible just to take the things, like the most mundane things, but make it a good purchase that you feel good about, you feel good about what you feed your family, and know that it lives on beyond you. And so our first steps were really trying to figure out how can you do this and who can you help. And we're based in South Jersey, and so our first stop was the Food Bank of South Jersey, which is a Feeding America regional food bank and does incredible work here in the communities around South Jersey. And we actually went to them and said, you know, this sounds crazy. We kind of actually thought they were going to laugh us out of there and said, we really want to create this brand with a buy one, give one message. And so for every serving someone buys, we donate one to a food bank in the same area. We knew we wanted to be local, and we knew we wanted it to be really good food and the same quality that you're buying for yourself. And they were so supportive. In fact, they really helped us, and they said, look, the most important thing is the people that you're giving it to in the food banks, they have to need it and want it too. And that's how we really landed on what we sell today, which is oatmeal. Starting with breakfast for the Soulful Project is really important because, one, it's still a meal for all of us. I think most of us still really struggle to through, right? We're trying to make healthy choices, who has time in the morning, all of those normal things. And so creating something that's really wholesome, whole grains, hearty and filling, but that's ready in under 5 minutes, I mean, as a working mom, that's kind of, you know, mandatory in my life. And then when we talked to the food banks, we realized that oatmeal is one of the most requested items for food banks.
Oh, how interesting. Now, I never knew that. How interesting. I've always wondered, you know, what were the go-to food products at a food bank? And I was thinking maybe milk or, you know, that type of thing. But oatmeal, go figure. Makes sense.
It has all the whole grains, especially when you don't add sugar. It's got fiber. It's a really great and filling product that, you know, all of us can use. But then also with food banks, right, by it being a dry product, it allows for easier storage and distribution. And then it's also really versatile. And so, you know, with our oatmeal, we didn't stop just with oats. We really looked and said, well, you know, what else are we looking for? And so we really tried to add a lot of the aspirational ingredients that we've all, you know, we all talk about. Ingredients like quinoa, chia, flax, those things that, you know, are on a lot of our list of like, ooh, we should be getting more of this in our diet, but it's really hard to figure out how to do it. And so we created blends using no sugar or very little sugar, real fruits, real nuts. And then, you know, and for the food banks, the people that are using the food banks are living amongst us, same community, just like us, and they are looking for the same types of things, shopping at the same stores. And so developing a product that is good for people that shop at Whole Foods or Wegmans and also good for food banks. It's the same quality product.
So how's it been over the last 3 years? You've expanded nationally. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we started really small. We started 3 years ago in 14 local stores, Wegmans stores. We had 3 food banks. So we really wanted to see, you know, could we make this work? And the biggest challenge for us is that the way that we pay for the donation, right, it's a serving for a serving, is we use marketing dollars. So the marketing dollars that, you know, other companies might spend on TV or, you know, other advertisement, we use it for our donation. And so we weren't sure, you know, would we be able to get the word out and tell people about this product without, you know, spending money on it? And so we started in 14 stores in the local area, and the feedback and the response from the communities were incredible. And so we grew really rapidly. We went from those 14 stores to about 70 stores, and now we're in about 3,000 stores around the country. We're on Amazon, Sprouts, all of the most major retail grocery chains. And with that, the giving message is also expanded. So we've gone from our 3 food banks that we initially partnered to 200 food banks around the country. And so this allows us to actually donate to and work with all of the regional food banks that touch every community in the country, including Alaska.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah. So what more do you want? Like, in other words, where's expansion 101, right? What's the next step here with Soulful Project?
Well, I think it's twofold. I mean, one, right, we're always looking at expanding the business and figuring out, you know, for us, our vision is always about creating a brand that it's a good choice for you, that gives back locally so that your grocery store purchase can really help your own community. So, you know, we're always looking at expanding to new customers, new areas, and new products. But I think for us, the big focus is also on expanding the mission. Right, we started Soulful because we had made this promise to help someone and then didn't even know where to start. And as we've started working and donating to the food banks, it's way beyond that. And I think what we've really realized is that you may think, oh, you know, can one person really make a difference? But one person and 1 hour in your local community can make a huge difference. You know, we've actually gone out and we're on a quest to meet with and volunteer with all 200 food banks around the country. And so today, my co-founder is actually in Missouri volunteering and meeting with the food banks in Missouri. So we go state by state trying to meet as many of them. But what you really find is that the need is in every community in the country. Food insecurity is actually the one thing that does not discriminate. It affects every community, every type of population in the U.S. And one person in 1 hour at a food bank can pack 60 backpacks that go to kids on Friday afternoons so that they have food over the weekend when school's not in session. That's 60 kids that you're going to make sure are fed between Friday night and Monday morning. And so it really can, one person, 1 hour, can make a huge difference. And that's really what we've been learning, and that's really where we to see the growth for Soulful can come from.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, one of the things that really resonated with me is I love being part of community engagement and anything that really contributes to the betterment of the community, whether it's my community or somebody else's, is irrelevant. I just want to be a piece of that. And with so much schlock out there and fake news and craziness going on, I just found it to be a relief to read about a company like the Soulful Project, which seemed ridiculously simple and elegant, and with a very powerful message and mission to be able to touch so many people. I just felt really cool about that. And then the fact that you're a B Corp certified. Now, would you do me a favor? Tell everyone what that really means.
Sure. First of all, thank you. It really does mean a lot. And as a small business going through ups and downs, that means more than you could ever imagine. But a B Corp is a certification that's administered by a not-for-profit. And basically, it's saying that you provide a benefit as a company more than just making money or selling a good. So they administer, I think it's like a 300-question test almost for each company. And you can be graded on your environmental impact, your worker impact, whether or not you have a social impact mission. You know, are you good? Are you doing, how are you helping your community and the world beyond just being in business? And so to us, it's really kind of the guardrail of saying, you know, this is a business that can do good and be in business. And that's really important to us. And, you know, coming from, you know, long history of working for, you know, large companies, I think it's really incredible to see all of these businesses, both small and large, really stepping up and saying, you know, businesses can do more than just, you know, drive Wall Street. They can help our communities.
Excellent. And so this B Corp certified, you know, company designation is for any company, whether it's for-profit or non-profit, right? It sort of encompasses everything.
It is. I mean, the bank we use is a B Corp certified bank. So it can cross any type of industry and business. And I think it's international as well. So it really is just for companies that choose to go through it. And you'll see it on packaging. You can look for the small B on people's packaging. And it's basically saying that not only do you have a mission or you're doing something good, but a third party is checking on it and making sure that you actually are, and, you know, you're doing something that's good for the world.
I just love that, especially when we're living in a world that's such a little bit of a mess right now, and we're trying desperately to be able to develop a global culture shift to redefine, you know, success in business, for instance, and build a more inclusive and sustainable economy. And by being a part of the Soulful Project, that's what you're really participating in. All right, now let's get granular. Get it? Granular. So so this is what I was doing. All right. So all of you out there in Her Podcast Land, you know that a lot of times my go-to break fast in the morning, you know, it's been kind of, you know, the yogurt and the berries and the walnuts, and I throw on some chia and flax and blah, blah. Okay, can you say burnout? You know, I just was like at a point where, you know, wasn't really looking forward to it anymore, but was kind of like out of really good options. This is when Soulful Project showed up, and I just decided, okay, let's just go for it. So what I do something kind of cool. I get the super plain one with, you know, that has the chia and everything in it. Mm-hmm. And then I get the one that's a brown bag. It's got some different grains in it, which it looks kind of cool too. And I combine them.
Yeah.
That's the one, the four grain. And so what I do is I make my own little concoction. You know, it's about a third of a cup or so. And I kind of put it all together. And then I put walnuts in there. And I also eventually will, you know, add cinnamon, my own cinnamon. And then I slap onto that some healthy berries, like my combination of blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, whatever. So I have like a going thing. And it doesn't take very much, right? So when I have that, I feel so flippin' full. It's like you could just forget about overeating. It's just not going to happen, girlfriends. I mean, it's not happening, right? You heard it from me. Because you just feel so good. It's crazy. So then I said to myself, uh-oh, self, you're a traveler. You're all over the place. So I grab my little 2-ounce Ziploc, little snack bag, and I put in, I just measure out my little, you know, amounts that I like. And with a little bit of hot water, Wherever I tend to be, I will always be able to access exactly what I want to be able to just sort of duplicate the whole thing. And I just love it. It's like, also, I'm going to also tell you something you're going to love. Because we live in the wild and crazy world we live in, have you ever noticed how sometimes breakfast is lunch or it's dinner? You know, no longer do we have this, you know, sacred code, because sometimes you're so tired, your teeth hurt when you get home. And about the last thing on your mind is like, hey, let's cook for a really long time. So that's not happening. So how many, raise your hand. Come on now, fess up. How many of you had oatmeal for dinner? Just like I thought. So, you know, it's one of those things that I found to be absolutely flexible, right? So if you want to be a flexitarian, then flex it out with the oatmeal too. And it is so flipping good. And, oh, there's one other thing. You're not getting enough fiber out there. You heard that from me. You know I'm an expert in this, so don't argue with me. All right, you need at least 40 grams a day, and I know what you're doing. You're not getting it. So how about you just sort of slap in at least one, you know, mealtime feeding time soulful project, and at the same time you're doing awesome things for your body, you're also doing awesome things for the community. So every time I grab a bag, I say to myself, uh-huh, I help someone somewhere. And when you have 200 food bank partners, at least nationally, I know somewhere out there, I must have helped somebody. And you know something? That made me feel really, really good. When's the last time you felt that way? Well, I'm listening. Ha! So this is a perfect way to do it. Sounds like a damn commercial, but I just love this so much. And you know that when I find something really totally cool, I'm all over it, and I want to message it out there. And this is why I reached out to Megan as co-founder and CEO of the Soulful Project, and I said, Megan, you got to tell the story as only you can, which she just did beautifully. And I'm asking every flipping one of you to go out there and to buy this product and give it a try. It is awesome. You can go over to the website. It's Soulful, and that's SoulfulProject.com. Now, I bought my stuff, the wonderful product, at the giant food stores in my area. But what other purveyors are out there? You have 3,000 retail locations. So Wegmans, you said, and there's Giant. What else?
Wegmans, Giant, Sprouts, Amazon, and we're also in most of the Safeway stores around the country as well. So, yeah, and if we're not in your store, feel free to ask the store manager.
Okay, and then, you know, be aggressive about it, because I got really heated up when I went back to the same shelf and it was empty. I said, I followed him back there. I stalked the poor clerk. And I said, it's got to be back here. And sure to form, there were only 6 bags left, and I bought them all. And I said, that's it. And you got to get some more of this stuff in here, wagging my little finger. And also look around. It's not just in the cereal area. Each of the stores is a little different. And so some of them have, like, it's hysterical. I have to laugh. It goes, healthy food aisle. What the hell? Healthy food. What's going on in the rest of the store? It sort of begs the question. But that's another interview with another little moment there. But, you know, be aggressive. If you don't see it, just ask. Please ask, because, you know, the Soulful Project needs you. So one last little message, Megan, for everyone out there before we close this out.
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you for the time and for helping us get our word out. But I think the biggest ask that we have, you know, hopefully you'll like our oatmeal and our breakfast, but more importantly is just look around your community and see, you know, if you have any questions. You know, all of the food bank partners that we work with are on our website, and we're always happy to put people in touch with them. So if you are like us and want to figure out a way to do a little bit more or help your community, please reach out. Let us know, and we're happy to put you in touch with your food bank because they really could use the help.
Yay! I love it. You heard it. Now, remember, I said soulfulproject.com. You know, log on and start in. I mean, just buy, because you're going to love it. I guarantee it. Megan, thank you so much for being on the Her Podcast.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, everybody, you heard it. All right. It was an awesome interview. Hit iTunes right now. This is an order. And rate and review the show. I want to hear from you. And did you buy some of that Soulful Project oatmeal? I want to know that too. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.